High temperatures in the low to mid-60s. We'll have gusty northwesterly winds. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, lows in the upper 30s. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro on the Mighty 1290. Right now, 57.
The following is a paid commercial program. Opinions expressed are solely those of the program producers and sponsors.
I feel a song coming on.
This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jode!
Karen!
Hey, Jode. We know what tomorrow is, don't we?
Oh, come on. It's our favorite day.
Yeah, that it is.
It's Mother's Day.
Yeah,
happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Same to you, Jody.
Thank you.
My kids aren't here, but that's okay. I'll see them next week.
I'll share my kids with you.
Thank you. I'd love
it. Sure. Stephen and me would be happy to share their Mother's Day with you.
You're like a mother to them. That's okay.
I like your kids, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
What was, do you have a favorite thing they ever made you or...
You know, just those little gifts that, you know, when you, like, out of a milk carton with little hands that were out of construction paper, and those were the flowers, and you still, you open a box, and there it is, and you say, oh, my gosh.
So cute.
Yeah.
You know, my kids and Gare used to make breakfast in bed for me.
Well, that's nice.
And it was so nice and so fun, except then we had to clean, I had to clean it all. I had to clean up my own Mother's Day present.
Isn't that nice? I think my dad once tried to bring my mom breakfast in bed, and I remember as kids we were in bed and he came up and
spilled it.
Well, no, he made pancakes, but they were scrambled pancakes.
Oh,
I'm not sure. It's a new,
that could have been a new recipe
probably in that household. I'm sure it was
sure your
beautiful.
Mom appreciated it,
but yeah.
These are kind of cool, different gifts. I think this one, a trip to the spa, is different. Don't you think that's cool?
Yeah, I think it's
for
great.
A mom? Yeah.
I've done that for
That'd
my
be
mom
good.
Before, or massages.
Oh, have you? Uh-huh.
Yeah, because you know it's just
that's
that
a good
escape,
one.
Right? You want
to
give them
not,
either.
No mom is going to buy it herself.
No,
so,
or manicure or pedicure.
Right.
I
that's
think
fun.
The best, best gift is when I gave my sister, who unfortunately is a double amputee,
mm-hmm.
And has prosthetic legs. I
gave her a pedicure.
Year, gave her a pedicure.
Good job.
Yeah, thank
Did
you.
Did she like that?
Well, she kind of wondered why. I wondered why she was laughing. It was a great gift.
How old were you when you did that?
That was just last year.
Oh. So you were 10. That's right.
That's right. What other gifts are there?
Let's see. Ticket to a musical, a play, or show. That's cool.
Yes, a plane ticket.
And like for my kids, I would love it if they would just come in and visit, you know, surprise visit. That'd be awesome.
And so, right. So hopefully our listeners, if their kids are in tomorrow and celebrating Mother's Day. But how about this Mother's Day present? A woman who accidentally buys a winning $14 million lottery ticket.
Now that's the best Mother's Day present.
I'm hoping to get that kind of present. Karen, if we should be so lucky.
She made a mistake, though, Jody. She usually buys four tickets, and she bought five. And and that was the one that won.
Seriously.
Yeah. Isn't that, and her son, she has four boys. She's a single mom. They
oh,
thought she was
great.
Telling, she called them. She thought that she was joking.
Oh my gosh. And this was in where was this? Los Angeles?
Let's see. Was it in LA?
Yeah, California's
it was
lottery.
In LA. There you go.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that wonderful?
Congratulations to her.
Yeah.
Mrs.
One
Miss
in,
Lee.
What is it? One in 41 million?
Yeah.
Chance?
That yeah, that's what happened to.
Yeah,
oh
that's
God.
Perfect.
So,
oh
Jody, I'm going to tell you, drink that water, Joe. Drink water.
Okay.
Plenty of water. You know the benefits?
No, tell me.
Well, let's see. Wrinkles.
Oh.
It actually helps. This is supposedly, these are from trainers, helps prevent wrinkles. And another unflattering side effect of dehydration is weight gain. I never knew that. So we need to drink.
All right, let's do it.
So we don't
By
gain
next
weight.
Week, I'm down 20 pounds if I drink a couple more glasses of water. What's happening with Celebrity Beat, Karen? Speaking
a lot of celebrities. Let's see. Oh, some marriages. This is cool. Keira Knightley marries James Wrighton. I guess he's in a band. Remember her, though, in the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's darling.
Yes, she is. She's beautiful.
And she had a pink wedding dress. Interesting.
Oh, so did Justin Another Timberlake.
One. I know. And you love
Life.
Justin.
I love Justin, by the way. He's coming
to
Omaha
His
in February.
Bride did.
His bride, that's right. But just want to let our listeners know he's coming to Omaha in February, just in case anyone's interested.
Right. And you know the other wedding, Michael Jordan got married again.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Oh, wonderful.
He only had 2,000 people, though, at his wedding.
At his closest friends?
Yeah, his
Oh, he
closest
lives in
friends.
Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah, isn't that
so
cool?
So that's right by our cousin, Karen.
Oh, yes. Our cousin, Nancy.
And his new wife,
right.
Yvette. Oh, I didn't even know that he was divorced, to be honest with you. So
yeah.
Good for him.
Me too. That was great. And you know what movie won this weekend?
No. Tell me.
I didn't see it. Iron Man 3.
Oh, would you see that movie? Would that be a movie?
Well, I think Gary's going to want to see it.
So yeah, I don't know. It's not for me, but I'm sure my son would be interested in seeing it.
And Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, she's in it with Robert Downing. And then she talked about her terrible times in her marriage.
Hmm.
What she never says to them. She goes, she said, you know, her dad was like a famous director.
Oh, sure.
She said, I asked my dad once, how did you and mom stay married for 33 years? So, you know his answer? Well, we never wanted to get divorced at the same time.
Isn't
that's
that
hilarious,
classic?
Isn't it?
Like two ships passing in the night.
Yeah,
I think
that was pretty
is
funny.
Wonderful.
I know,
yeah.
She was funny.
And she was christened the most beautiful woman. She was just christened.
I know,
that
was
the
hard
most
to believe. But she's
woman.
Pretty, but you know.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to believe. But we have a
okay.
great show today, Jode.
Who do we have on the show?
Let's see. We have Lori Sasson.
Right.
She is a teacher, psychic, medium, clairvoyant, and healer. Very interesting woman.
Yeah.
Okay. And who else, Joe?
Oh, we have Felicia Webster.
Mm-hmm.
She performs the spoken word, and she's going to explain to our listeners what the spoken word means.
Mm-hmm.
She performs the spoken word in African-American tradition. She's a poet, a singer, an actress, and she's going to do a live piece for
us.
Yeah,
that was great. We like that. And we also have for the moms tomorrow, and that your kids can rush out and get cordial cherries with Melissa Stevens. And she's going to tell us how she got her cordial cherries in the Emmy guest bags.
Wonderful.
Okay.
I'd like to be at the Emmys. So
yeah, that would
maybe
be awesome,
we can get her chocolates and we can get into the Emmys. That would be perfect. Well, wonderful.
Uh-huh. And we'll be right back with Melissa Stevens.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Imagine it's July and you're in your beautiful garden, relaxing in your favorite lounge chair while sipping on a cold lemonade. You know what else you're doing? You're enjoying your garden, not working on it. And why is that? Because you called Kinghorn Gardens and developed a master plan created by their design branch, Drop Seed Studio. Why a master plan? Well, have you ever tried to put together a puzzle without looking at the picture on the box? How would these plants look over here? How do they work together as they grow? What about rain? Is it going to be enough or too much? And maintenance. They think of that too. Kinghorn Gardens creates a garden for you to enjoy, not endlessly maintain. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Celebrate the place where you live. Click kinghorngardens.com for eye-popping photos. You'll also find them on Facebook. See for yourself why homeowners and businesses alike are telling others about Drop Seed Studio, the design branch of Kinghorn Gardens. Kinghorn Gardens, creating beautiful experiences.
It's The Beat, sponsored by FilmStreams, presents the Visiting Artist Series featuring Oscar-nominated filmmaker Steve James. On Monday, May 13th, join Steve at FilmStreams' Ruth Sokoloff Theater for a special screening of the genre noir masterpiece, The Rules of the Game. Then on Tuesday, May 14th, join Steve again for a director's screening of his 2011 documentary about violence intervention in Chicago, The Interrupters. There's even a post-show and audience Q&A. Both events start at 7 p.m. Don't miss this special Visiting Artist Series with Steve James at FilmStreams' Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Click filmstreams.org. The FilmStreams Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at FilmStreams Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids, 12 and under. Click filmstreams.org for movies and showtimes or to buy tickets online. FilmStreams Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jody, can you smell the chocolate?
Oh, my gosh.
Because we are so excited. We have the chocolatier of Omaha here today, Melissa Stevens, who owns and started The Cordial Cherry. Hi, Melissa.
Welcome, Melissa.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having
me. And she's so sweet.
I know it. And you're so skinny. We don't know why.
I know. There must not be. I don't think there's calories in her chocolate.
No, I don't think
Hence
so.
Hence why I'm sure her store is so popular. Come and have a cordial cherry and some chocolates and you won't gain a pound.
So, and it's Mother's Day tomorrow, so that's why we wanted to have you on, for all the mothers that want your cordial cherry. So tell us about your
business,
your invention.
I started making chocolates out of my home. So that's kind of how everything got started, making chocolates on the side as a way to pay for my doctorate. And did that for several years while I was teaching. And kind of thought, you know, I think I can make a business out of this. So 2010, opened my doors originally in Rockbrook. We're there for about 9 months, experienced our first Christmas, which was absolutely crazy.
Wow, wonderful.
Realized right then we needed some more space and ended up relocating to 180th and Pacific in Spring Ridge. And we are loving it. So continue to grow.
How nice. But you had mentioned.
Exciting.
I know. Isn't that exciting? You had mentioned, Melissa, that your name, The Cordial Cherry, it's not just about cherries in your
not anymore.
Store, correct? So what is it that your store offers?
So in addition to a whole array of cordial cherries, I mean, everything from just our originals, which are milk, dark, white chocolate cordial cherries, we have about a dozen with different toppings. We have about 60 in all different varieties of flavored cordial cherries, including banana cream, cinnamon roll, Irish cream, you name it.
Wow.
And then on top of that, we have about, I've done, probably 150 different designer cordial cherries. Mm. So we decorate them to look like different figurines, such as butterflies, ladybugs, snowmen, you name it.
Yeah. How do you do this? Like, you're in your home and you just experiment with everything, huh?
I'm an artist, okay. First and foremost, and I'm a self-trained chocolatier. So I think that just comes across in everything that I do.
Wow.
If I wasn't doing it in my shop, I would be doing it just at home for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I really
that's
love
so
it.
Nice. So why not make a business out of
exactly.
your business?
That's right. Absolutely.
And which is wonderful.
Your mom and your sister work with you now?
Mom and sister are on board.
So family business.
Absolutely.
Right. Wasn't this a recipe that was passed down from your grandma?
From grandma. Grandma Sheldon. Yep.
Well, you remember Grandma Sheldon, don't you, Karen?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I do.
She didn't pass her recipe down to me.
No.
I don't know what happened. But somehow it's there.
And then how did you get, we were talking about before, your chocolates, your cordial cherries were in the Emmy guest bags.
They were. We were invited to participate in the gift bags for the Emmy Awards in January. I'm absolutely flattered.
How
I'm not
exciting.
Sure how they discovered us, but they did.
Because you said you almost deleted it.
I
like
almost
spam.
Deleted the invitation. I thought, who would
wow.
be sending us something
right.
about the
spam.
Emmys? Must
sure.
be spam. So they've invited us actually back to participate in the daytime Emmys at the red carpet event.
Nice.
So that's something
that's
we're really
summer.
Excited at this summer.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
What are their requirements? Do they,
you know, we can send just about anything we want. So haven't finalized some designs yet for the summer. For the January Emmy Awards, we sent some beautiful snowmen cordial cherries. We thought that was perfect for the time of the year. And
cute.
They were very well received. In fact, they were so impressed that instead of including them amongst the other gifts, they actually had them gifted at each of the place settings. So they were kind of front and center for all the celebrities.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. And your business, I'm sure, grew exponentially,
probably
from the West Coast as well.
Absolutely. We've definitely been getting a lot of attention outside of Omaha, which has been spectacular. We've been sending stuff, quite a bit of stuff, to New York City. So we've got some definitely some attention on both coasts.
Now, doesn't that say so much, really, Karen? Think about it. So she is shipping to New York City
and
to L.A., to both coasts.
Right.
From Nebraska,
from
when
Omaha,
both coasts would have, you would think, this at their fingertips.
You would think,
so
but
that
you,
says
but
so
you
much
make
about
it.
You.
You're so unique, though, because you...
Well, not only... I mean, we are incredibly unique. Nobody else in the world does cordial cherries like we do. We're the only ones that flavor to the extent that we do, and we're certainly the only ones who decorate them. So our chocolate shop is more of a chocolate art store, is kind of how I could describe it.
Because you're an artist, yeah.
We treat each little piece as little bits of art.
Aww.
Yeah.
And you, speaking of art, don't you also offer
classes?
That's right, truffle making classes.
We do.
Isn't that cool?
We do a lot of private classes. We will hold public classes also. But lately we've been doing mostly private classes. So we can do those if you've got a group of usually 4 to 10 people are an ideal class size.
And walk us through a class. What will they learn?
It depends on what class it is. Our truffle making class, we kind of give you the basics of truffle making. We talk about some of the different spices and things that you can incorporate in to really bring in a different flair, different ways of rolling truffles. We do a traditional French truffle, lots of different kinds of truffles, but that's kind of our focus. Mm. We do a chocolate art sculpting class. We do that a lot for kids, but it's perfect mm-hmm. for adults as well. Mm-hmm. The summer months here, we're going to start doing our free chocolate workshops, and we do those on Saturdays.
Ooh, Joe. So it's just free chocolate workshop.
All right, after the show, we'll have to go.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's interesting for folks as well. Uh-huh. For those that maybe are not the interested classes. Necessarily to learn how to make truffles, because uh-huh. maybe in their day-to-day life they wouldn't have an occasion to either, you know, give someone a truffle or eat truffles. This free chocolate workshop, tell mm-hmm. us about that. They'll just learn how to make chocolate or they'll learn about chocolate?
I teach all kinds of little techniques. So we get people in all the time who ask how I make things or, you know, just they're looking for they're looking to be educated. And I'm an educator. I am very passionate about just teaching people what I know. And so we do, they're usually just 10, 15 minute little thing.
Great.
You come up to the counter, I show you how to do chocolate flowers how to, you know, just anything. Just several of the techniques that we see on our cordial cherries, and I'll show you how to do some of those too.
Uh-huh.
And how about for children? Do you offer any classes for
Yep.
kids as well?
Yep. So most of these classes can be modified for kids, and we actually have a list of those on our website also. But we've done little classes for Girl Scout groups. Not too long ago, we had one for a Cub Scout troop. Or Cub Scout pack, I should say. Mm-hmm. We've done birthday parties, you name it. We uh-huh. do wine and chocolate pairings for women usually, uh-huh. but we've done groups, we've done business networking events, all kinds of fun things.
Wow, what I love is the variety of things you have, Melissa. Chocolate covered espresso.
Yes.
Yeah, that looks great. Chocolate covered ginger. I mean,
that's
who would
one of
think
my
of
favorites.
These things? Is that one of your favorites?
That would be our cousin Nancy's. She would love chocolate covered ginger.
Oh, she would. Ginger. Chocolate covered goji berries. Wow.
Those are amazing.
Wow. And healthy.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a dark chocolate too, so you've got that going for you.
See?
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, we're going to find
healthy.
I like this private wine and chocolate pairing. I think that sounds like fun. Where you provide up to 5 bottles of wine and then you match each of them perfectly with delectable chocolates.
You mean so we would bring 5 bottles
you
of
bring,
wine?
You okay. bring your wine and uh-huh. you let me know in advance what wines you're bringing, and I customize different chocolates to pair perfectly with those.
And it's like a party? You sit there and do
yep.
it? Or,
yep. So we've had, sometimes it's just a social time for whoever's involved, but we've had business meetings over chocolate and wine. We've even had ladies bring in cards and play, you know, cards.
Yeah.
We've had book clubs there. So
isn't that cool?
All kinds of fun things.
Did you ever think you'd be doing this, Melissa?
No, I thought I was going to be in
a
laboratory somewhere or in a classroom.
You were studying to get your doctorate. Is that what she said?
In what?
So my background, I have a bachelor's degree in biotechnology and minor chemistry. A master's degree in biology. And working on my doctorate in education. So I'm almost done.
There you go. Oh, she's a chocolatier.
That's all you need to be a chocolatier. That's the jumping off point. Biochemistry, chocolatier. But you know what? Yeah. I think when you think about some people that are chefs, and you see the chefs on TV and Iron Chefs over, and they're doing this whole, you know, gastro chemistry, you know, all included. So I'm sure with your chocolates, with the creation that you make, which is terrific, and we're very blessed mm-hmm. to have this in Omaha, is your background. So you're marrying your background of the chemicals and the biochemistry mm-hmm.
yeah,
along with
helps.
Your art.
Sure.
And how wonderful.
Well, it's been really important because I am self-taught in terms of chocolate. And so having that science background has been absolutely crucial, and at least expediting that learning process for mm-hmm. me. So,
and our listeners still have time because it's Mother's Day tomorrow.
Yep.
So what time are you
open? We are open till just 4 o'clock today.
Okay. Well, after the show,
we'll run.
We can run down.
That's right. And I'll get my dad the banana.
You'll get your dad
banana
for Mother's
cream
Day.
For Mother's Day. I will get him the banana. That's right. My mom will say, I'll have a bite. That's all I'll hear. I'll have a bite. Just a bite.
All
which
right.
is so wonderful.
Well, happy Mother's Day to you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Because how many kids do you have?
I have 4.
Oh, okay.
And
wonderful.
You homeschooled your kids.
I do. I've got 3 little boys that are homeschooled right in our chocolate shop. So
nice. And they're the sweetest boys around.
Of course.
Uh-huh. And your daughter? You have a daughter?
I have a daughter. She's 17.
Okay.
She's pretty wonderful. She's starting her own little chocolate business, actually.
She is.
And pursuing an art degree while she's in high school. So she's,
oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Really proud of her as well.
Thank you so much, Melissa. We so appreciate it.
You're a delight.
Nothing but the best.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll have you back after the daytime Emmys so that we can hear all about that.
I would love to come back.
Okay. Oh, it's wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Melissa. We'll be back with Lori Sasson.
With the recent hailstorm, I'll bet you've noticed something. Lots of home repair companies, many with names you've never heard of, popping up like mushrooms to repair damaged roofs, siding, and windows. Be careful, some of these home repair companies follow storms from town to town, so go with the name you know, like Thompson & Thompson Third Generation. They're a company with roots in the community and a reputation for honest business and quality work. Thompson & Thompson Third Generation. Click thompsonthird.com.
It's The Beat, sponsored by Film Streams, presents the Visiting Artist Series featuring Oscar-nominated filmmaker Steve James. On Monday, May 13th, join Steve at Film Streams' Ruth Sokoloff Theater for a special screening of the Jean Renoir masterpiece, The Rules of the Game. Then on Tuesday, May 14th, join Steve again for a director's screening of his 2011 documentary about violence intervention in Chicago, The Interrupters. There's even a post-show and audience Q&A. Both events start at 7 p.m. Don't miss this special Visiting Artist Series with Steve James at Film Streams' Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Click filmstreams.org. The Film Streams Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at Film Streams Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids, 12 and under. Click filmstreams.org for movies and showtimes or to buy tickets online. Film Streams Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation.
Sunday afternoon can be the most profitable time of your week. Invest an hour with the Asking Price radio program. Join Ted Price, the Stock Babe, and Ted's merry band of financial experts as they bring you a unique and valuable look into markets, finance, currencies. There really is nothing like Asking Price. Brought to you by Allies Limited. Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Mighty 1290 Coil and Mighty1290Coil.com.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
You have sex in a bar. Maybe not out in the open, but like a dark booth or whatever somewhere.
If I did go to a bar, yes, I would. Absolutely. Why not? Go all out.
You really are just a B.I.G.
Total slut. I'd be a total slut. I'm not even entertaining this question.
Why?
I'm us in the morning. I'm us in the morning on the Mighty 1290.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, welcome back to the studio. We are joined by Lori Sasson, who is a teacher, psychic, and medium. She's actually a well-known psychic who's traveled across the country changing people's lives. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Thank you.
How wonderful that you're able to align the soul, allowing a better flow towards the direction of your purpose.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, it's very exciting.
Yeah. I wish everyone could feel your energy because you really have good energy here.
Thank you.
The beautiful smile. You
know. I know, and dimples.
Yeah.
Right. That's probably beautiful. The intuition.
I think you're right.
I don't you. It's that we knew she was going to have dimples.
Exactly.
But you've been featured on the radio and you're teaching people how to stay positive and how to attract love and wealth and health and joy. All of those things. Karen, mm-hmm. I mean, we can't go wrong.
We've got it made tonight.
I know. So, help us and help our listeners.
What would happen if we went to you, Lori?
Well, I usually talk about how life is about attracting the best things in life. And on a scale of 1 to 10, using that as an indicator of your energy, 10 being the highest. I always try to help people resonate at a 10, so they always attract really good experiences. And if you're lower than a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, you're not going to get the best experiences. And if you get lower than a 5, you're going to experience illnesses. So that's what I try to do, is help people always raise their vibration at any moment, even if it's just the most tragic time of their lives.
And how do you help people with that?
Well, I usually just sit and listen to them for a moment. And what I am able to do, I'm a little bit different than most psychic mediums. I can actually clear an energy, a negative energy that they may be having. And I reveal it to the divine, and that is taken care of. The negative energy is gone. And they may be upset or sad about the experience, but they actually don't feel the dip in their energy like they normally do. So they can talk about the experience without grieving or getting into an extreme pain or crying or anything like that. And I've had several people where I've actually cleared pains in their bodies.
Wow.
From grieving and lower back pain, so on and so forth. I did have a person that was anorexic, and they had gone to Denver Clinic and had thousands upon thousands of dollars that they were trying to cure this anorexia. I was with her for 1 hour, and she was no longer anorexic. And that's the kind of stuff that I do, the mystery things that doctors can't take care of, and the things that people just can't understand that keep causing it, and medication or doctors can't fix it, I can.
And so, Lori, what would you attribute that to? Is it the power of the mind that heals, the power of the soul? What would you attribute an hour session that could actually heal anorexia? That's amazing.
You know, that's such a good question, because everything is mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. So when you realize that spirit is always trying to get to us, and our mind is what limits the spirit. Mm-hmm. And so when our minds limit that, then our bodies go out. And what actually happened there is that she had lived a previous lifetime in India, and her parents were very wealthy.
Now, how do you know this?
How do I know this?
Came to you during the session?
Absolutely. I sit with her, and I feel the presence, the vibration, the energy, and I can identify in a previous life her parents were very prestigious and wealthy. They lived in India, where it was very oppressive. And she would not eat unless these other children were taken care of. And so she refused eating until her parents would actually feed the other children. The parents never did. She ended up passing in that lifetime. When she hit that age, she started living it again. And that's the thing with our intellect, with our actual subconscious, is that it will relive an experience just by running into an energy that it's familiar with, and then you start living that previous life as you are in this lifetime. Wow. So it's easy to find that in a session like that, and then clear it, and then people are living a phenomenal life.
So you clear it, and then it maintains that clearance, so to speak. It maintains the freedom.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And how did you know that you have this gift? When did this come to you?
You know, it's funny. When I was a kid, I always thought everybody had the same ability I did. I didn't really know any different. The one time that it was a little bit different is when I was dreaming my life in advance. I was in seventh grade going to Morton Junior High. And for 2 weeks, I would dream my life out in advance. And then I'd tell people, and then they would never talk to me again. And mm-hmm. I started recognizing that when I tell people what I do, they can't accept it. And it was a little bit difficult for me to accept it. And I ended up continuing on this path until I was about 17 and my sister passed away. She was in a car accident on Kennedy Freeway, and I thought I could heal her. So I went to St. Joseph thinking I'll heal her, she'll be fine, and everything will be okay. Well, after that incident, she passed away. I ended up going into computers. So I started doing programming and hardware of computers, and then ended up getting a master's degree, and that's when I was working at the railroad. Mm-hmm. And I was there for 15 years, but I would all the time have a Franklin planner and write down who's going to call me and what time. Mm-hmm. So one time I had a boss sit down. I said, watch this. I said, I wrote down who's going to call me and what time. And the phone rang, and he just was amazed. How do you do this? Mm-hmm. And I said, I just know. And when my grandmother passed in 2002, I witnessed her passing, and I had never experienced that before in my life. And I realized that when she passed, the body that was there wasn't my grandmother. And my sophisticated system at the railroad went down the exact time she passed. And that told me that there's something greater out in the world. And I would much rather follow that than what I was doing at the railroad, which was causing me a lot of stress in my life.
Sure. And what better really way to say, or I guess better to say this, that it's you're bringing people joy and alleviating pain, mm-hmm. and helping people search for answers and finding their peace and joy.
Absolutely.
And, mm-hmm. you know, that's a little bit, you know, I'm sure more exciting than dealing with mainframes and yeah, software.
Right.
So
you are so right.
So that's perfect. Yeah. And that's such it's exciting. And I think it would be so rewarding. You know, teaching and mentoring is rewarding, but
this,
to find this
intuitiveness.
Yeah, intuitive. Because I think women... We believe
women
this.
Especially.
Karen and I believe we're intuitive. I mean, we know. We think
absolutely.
We know, right?
Yes, yes.
It's a natural gift, and you obviously have extended that gift, which is tremendous.
And
so tell us about some things that are going on, Lori, that are going on with you. I know that you meet with clients individually.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Now, if I'm a listener now and I go, gosh, I want to talk to Lori, what do I do?
Well, a lot of times I just have people to... go to the website and take a look at that. And
okay, what's the website, Lori?
It's soul2012.com.
S-O-U-L.
S-O-U-L.
Mm-hmm.
2012. Okay. And what I have them do is really look at the website and some of the testimonials and see if that resonates with them. I like mm-hmm. clients that are actually ready to take off in a greater way than they have been. I'm looking for clients that are really... just at a pinnacle peak in their life that they just are ready to soar. And I love helping them get to that level. Mm-hmm. So if they resonate with that, I'd love them to actually give me a call or send me an email.
I mean, I have a few of your testimonies here. I mean, here's a person that said, TJ from Omaha, when I first went to see Lori, I was skeptical. However, after a few minutes, I was able to ascertain her amazing psychic aptitude. She was able to recount my recurring nightmares without any probing and even was able to mention my obscure weakness for French fries.
Yes. Yeah.
As well as tendencies in romance. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, I like that she could even tell.
We're going to have her stay.
That's right. She could even tell me when I was going to meet my next boyfriend.
That's
when
right.
is that going to happen for me, Lori? I've been recommended to her by friends, which, you know, and I think that there are skeptics out there, let's be honest.
Of course.
I mean, there are people that, unless you're a believer, and I think, I'm sure, Lori, you would agree that the only way this can work is if you are a believer, if you open your mind, and mm-hmm. if you allow it to, enter into your
Absolutely.
Body and your
Yes.
There has to be something
soul.
More than just, you know, our physical presence here.
Yes.
And you tap,
I think so.
You tap
as well.
Into that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's so, and you...
I think your sister dying at that young age, you really...
It was heavy. It was heavy on me. It took about 10 years to recover from that. And mm-hmm. I remember Oprah Winfrey had a gal named Rose Altea on her show. And she had talked about a Native American guide that she had. I went and read the book, and it helped me understand that when people die, they're still there. Mm-hmm. Their physical existence isn't there, but their spiritual existence is. And that gave me such comfort. And from that, I'd like to help people do the same.
Mm-hmm. And do you think your sister is sort of helping guiding you?
Always.
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 Yeah. That's how my brother just passed away. So, but that's how I feel with
Absolutely.
You. Yeah.
He will be with you until
Always.
You pass.
I
and that's
it.
What's amazing. It's
I can
just,
feel him. He is.
And they'll talk to you through your thoughts mm-hmm. and you'll hear them and you'll mm-hmm. think, wow, did I just hear what I heard?
Yeah, right. mm-hmm. Well, that's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, I think It's a true gift.
You're helping a lot of people.
Yes. When Lori first arrived, she read our cards. She read tarot cards. And, it said I was suffering in silence, and I'm sure our listeners know there's nothing silent about me. But however,
somehow you must be,
that's
Jody.
Right. However, there is something hidden there, which I think is terrific. And Karen
what
had
do I
a
have? My
chakra.
Third eye.
She had a
third eye chakra.
And then Brent, our producer, had...
He's
health
happy
and wealth and happiness.
Him, yes.
And
Brent, you've got it. Brent's the only one here that's got it together.
He's got it together. That's right.
I have to say, the main thing is being aware. And if you're really aware and you're staying in the moment, then you're living the life that you're meant to live, which is all about joy.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with that more.
Yeah.
It is all about living
wonderful.
In the moment. We all agree. Life is too short. Let's
mm-hmm.
let's all be happy and create more happiness. And with Lori's help, intuitive coaching mm-hmm. by Lori.
And
Lori Sasson.
Next week, you have something on the 16th.
We do. Aubrey Nye is doing some past life regressions, and it's at 17511 Adams Street at 7 p.m. It costs $35. This is where you actually go through hypnosis to regress back to past lives that are most important for you to see at the moment. And when you complete that, then I actually do a little reading at the end so you identify with what you just experienced. So,
Oh, it sounds so interesting. That's Thursday night, the 16th of May. And there'll be like, you think there'll be like 10, 12, 14 people
absolutely,
there, something like
absolutely.
That, like a small group of people.
Yes, and it is a little intimate, but it's really something that really helps people in the spiritual, in their spiritual life and helps them to the next level.
And if we go to your email to email you about that?
Yes, please. Just give me an email and let me know if you're interested, and we'll go from there.
And tell us what your email is, Lori.
It's lsassen@aol.com. That's lsassen@aol.com.
Well, as you say, that you know, it's the universal law. The power is within reach. Like energy attracts like energy. Thank you so much,
Lori.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And thank you for reading our cards and
you're
continue on your journey of making so many
people
happy.
Thank you.
We'll be back with Felicia Webster.
I'm Tom Becker for Glassman's Hearing Aid Technology. You know the number now, right? You know the number? 402-571-1207. 402-571-1207. Did you know this, though? Did you know that you could go into Glassman's, have your hearing tested, be custom fitted with hearing aids, and be out in less than an hour? And by the way, I did say custom fitted. Why? Because each ear canal is different, which means that you need Mark and the folks at Glassman's to make sure that they can fit it just perfectly for you so that you're getting the best hearing experience. So yeah, know the number, 402-571-1207, but know this, know that Glassman's has the best trained people, the best technology, the best service to make sure that your life is just that much better. I've been using Glassman's hearing aids for years, and I know what I'm talking about. I get emails from people thanking me. Tom, thanks for telling me about Glassman's. It has made my life better. Give them a call now and find out for yourself. 402-571-1207, Glassman's.
The economy is tough. Take charge of your future and create your own opportunities with a career as a dental assistant through AssistToSucceedOmaha.com. AssistToSucceed is a great program that can train you to be a dental assistant, but much sooner and for a lot less money than traditional trade schools. Take your first step to becoming a dental assistant today. Click AssistToSucceedOmaha.com to find out more. You can even find them on Facebook at AssistToSucceedOmaha.
Sunday afternoon can be the most profitable time of your week. Invest an hour with the Asking Price radio program. Join Ted Price, the Stock Babe, and Ted's merry band of financial experts as they bring you a unique and valuable look into markets, finance, currencies. There really is nothing like Asking Price. Brought to you by Allies Limited. Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Mighty 1290 Coil and Mighty1290Coil.com.
It's The Beat, sponsored by Film Streams, presents the Visiting Artist Series featuring Oscar-nominated filmmaker Steve James. On Monday, May 13th, join Steve at Film Streams' Ruth Sokoloff Theater for a special screening of the Jean Renoir masterpiece, The Rules of the Game. Then on Tuesday, May 14th, join Steve again for a director's screening of his 2011 documentary about violence intervention in Chicago, The Interrupters. There's even a post-show and audience Q&A. Both events start at 7 p.m. Don't miss this special Visiting Artist Series with Steve James at Film Streams' Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Click filmstreams.org. The Filmstreams Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at Filmstreams Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids, 12 and under. Click filmstreams.org for movies and showtimes or to buy tickets online. Filmstreams Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Well, we are very excited to have today in our studio Felicia Webster. She's a mother, motivational speaker, spoken word artist, and performance poet in the spoken word troupe, The Wordsmiths. Hi, Felicia.
Hi.
So nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Would you explain to us what spoken word is?
Spoken word is the African-American oral tradition of storytelling, which uses a lot of drama and theater to share information, to disseminate information, to tell about rituals and things that happen in community, relationships, political information. So it's just a dramatic way to express oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it as an expression of poetry. So it's just not your typical reading of poetry. It's bringing those words to life.
And you write it all yourself.
Yes.
Yes. That's what's so creative. And I love here that you said, I couldn't live without art. I am an artist. This is my life's work.
Yeah. I truly believe that.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
And that's what you believe, Karen.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So we couldn't live without it, no.
No, but in reading some of your bio, Felicia, I thought it was interesting to hear that in the Midwest, no one is better known for its moving, dramatic, sometimes comedic, always poignant presentation than Felicia Webster.
Mm-hmm.
How nice is that?
That was nice.
I think, you know, another quote, Felicia, that you provided us, the arts gave me a voice when the world ignored my cry.
Yeah.
Boy.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. I knew I was an artist at a young age. I knew that whatever, as we were just talking about young people going through their hormonal changes and trying to figure out what works best for them and how do I fit in. I was always different, and different in the sense of I dressed differently. I felt like I was into things that maybe my peers weren't, but the arts always allowed me to have like a voice to create, to perform, to write, to sing, to be myself.
Right.
And it was a lifeline. So I'm very, very thankful. It's a wonderful creative outlet to just get all of the stuff that's in your body, your mind, your soul out. And I knew that at a young age. So it was a blessing for me to be an artist and know that at a young age.
And where do you perform this? How do we see you do this?
That's good. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Currently, I co-host at Verbal Gumbo every third Thursday.
And that's Verbal Gumbo?
Verbal Gumbo.
Okay.
With Michelle Troxclair. We've put together this platform and this space where people that want to share poetry or if they want to perform it as a spoken word artist have this platform. We also provide an artistic arena for artists. So sometimes there's live painting. There will be body painting. We have local businesses come in and then. So I perform there. I'm also part of a group called The Wordsmiths, and we're a poetry troupe.
Mm-hmm.
So we create pieces based on themes through the Nebraska Arts Council. And so people hire us to do specific events. So we just did the Washington Branch Library where we did the Journey of Spoken Word. And we talked about the journey of spoken word from the continent of Africa through slavery, through Reconstruction, civil rights, up until now. So
I would think schools would be interested.
Yeah. You go to a lot of schools?
We're starting to kind of get out there a little bit more. We've done churches. We've done. We've been at UNO. We've been at the library. So we're starting to be seen as a troupe that people use not only as just the theatrical portion of it, but we provide the history. There's a lot of storytelling inside of our troupe performing.
Mm-hmm. I love it that at the House of Loom, which you're going to have this Thursday, May 16th, anybody can go up and express themselves.
We are
Isn't
family.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. There's no competition. There's no judgment. We believe in praise. It's very
it's positive,
a call and response. So every poet that goes up, we encourage people to clap, to say amen, to click, to snap, whatever it is that they feel, we encourage
that. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, because it's freedom.
It is.
And it allows you, obviously, to express yourself. And as you said, that creative outlet. And there are so many children, I think, that are conflicted because they definitely dance to the beat of a different drum.
Yeah.
And because of that, they should celebrate their uniqueness, and you were able to do that. And now through your poetry and your spoken word, you're able to share that with others, and they can see, here I am. I'm a product of someone that was different, but I embrace that.
Yeah.
Right?
That's wonderful.
Which
and
is
different
so
is
terrific.
Good.
Yeah,
yeah,
different is good.
That's
and
right.
It's wonderful.
And my background is in education, so I get to fuse both of those passions together and talk about and also teach through multiple intelligences where I recognize that art is a wonderful way to introduce information that children need to learn.
Mm-hmm. And you sometimes sing with your poetry.
Yeah.
Boy, I like
you.
To hear that.
If it moves, if I'm moved by something, I definitely sing.
That would be wonderful.
We're trying to move her, Karen.
You may,
I
want to
hear that singing,
something.
Boy.
We're going to hear
She's moving us.
Yeah.
This is what's happening.
We want to hear something. We're not going to hear the spoken word, but we certainly want to hear
well, you can
a
hear a little bit of both, I think.
All right.
We'll see.
I'm ready.
Can we hear a little bit?
You can. Actually, what I'll do, I had a piece designed for today, but I think that the piece that I'm getting ready to do, a coffee table book with a local photographer, I'll share a little bit of that one.
Oh,
it's a 7-minute piece, so I'm not going to do 7 minutes.
Okay.
But I'll kind of give you a little...
That's wonderful.
A little sample.
All right.
We'd love to hear the sample.
You could do that now, Felicia.
Sure, I will. Okay. It's a piece that I wrote in, I think it was like 97, and it's called Rebound. And it's an older piece, but it's one of my classics. And since I never did anything with it, I decided it's time to turn it into a coffee table book. So I'm going to give you like a couple minutes of that, which includes singing.
Yes,
oh, my gosh.
We got
it. Alicia Webster, the spoken word, as well as something from her singing. That's right.
It's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. You went away. Now my life is filled with rainy days. I loved you so. How much you'll never know. 'Cause you took your love away from me. You so beautiful to me, mentally, physically, and spiritually trapped me. And although I tried to duck and dodge my feelings, I found myself caught within your web of love like a fly to a spider web. You, someone who was very familiar to me, reunited with me, and soon flirting turned into texting, texting turned into calling, and calling turned into taking long walks around the park after dark. So that's just a little intro of that piece.
We wanted it. More. We wanted
well, it's 7 minutes. I mean,
that's wonderful.
Isn't
and
that
so
beautiful?
That is a piece of what our listeners, if they have the opportunity to come to House of Loom,
yes.
or wherever you may be performing, how terrific! Isn't that? Doesn't that make
beautiful.
You feel so good?
Yeah, I wanted to cry. At it, one
you
point.
Moved
yeah.
us, Felicia.
Yeah, you did. Well, thank you.
When
well,
do you think
absolutely.
Your coffee book will? Be
I hope
out?
To have it done maybe by the.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we want you back
Yay.
Before your coffee book comes out. So
thank you.
Good. Oh, that's thank you, Felicia.
Yes, and thank you for sharing what you do on a daily basis and what you share with kids because mm-hmm. I think there's so much out there
and
there's
adults
so many kids,
too, right?
Adults,
yeah,
and they're
yeah.
suffering.
Yeah,
and there are so many teenage suicides, and I
yeah.
think if they would open up their hearts and realize that it's okay
yeah.
and that art is an outlet.
Right. You're giving them this
right.
outlet.
You could
yeah.
save.
That's why we like
You could certainly
it.
Save so many people.
Yeah,
well,
you could really
I
help them.
I hope to do that.
Yeah.
I really hope and pray that I am an agent of change,
mm-hmm.
that the arts is a form of healing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Amen to that.
Thank you, Felicia,
Thanks, Felicia.
Webster. And we'll
Thank
see you,
you
at the House of Loom, in particular this Thursday, February.
No.
How about May? It feels like February.
May 16th,
May
which
16th.
Is next Thursday, yes.
Right, next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thanks, Felicia.
Thanks,
thank
Felicia.
You.
Best of luck to you, and thank you for what you do.
We'll be right back.
Mother's Day is coming up very soon, and if you don't know what you're getting your mom, or if you are a mom and you need a break from the kids and the husband, well, this is the perfect solution. Garbo's Salon and Spas, because not only could you get your hair done, I mean, tons of different cuts, colors, styles, whatever you need, but you can also stop into the spa. Listen to this, a classic massage, a fusion stone massage. They even have pregnancy massages. Plus, there's waxing everywhere. It's a one-stop place for everything you need to be absolutely beautiful. And there's nothing better on Mother's Day than getting a Garbo Salon and Spa gift card. Go get pampered. You deserve it, Mom. You've been working hard all year long and you never stop being a mom, ever. And better yet, there's a Garbo's near you. Wherever you live, there is one. Oakview Mall, Village Point, Eagle Run, Regency Court, and a new one in Midtown Crossings. Check out everything Garbo's has to offer online right now, garbosalons.com. You can have it all at Garbo's.
If you're an adult at least 40 years of age with osteoarthritis of the knee or chronic knee pain, please listen closely. A research study to evaluate an investigational medication for osteoarthritis related to knee pain is being conducted at Heartland Clinical Research. In order to qualify, you must be at least 40 years old, take some kind of medication, ibuprofen, Aleve, or Tylenol, on a regular basis, and have been diagnosed with osteoarthritis of the knee. To learn more, call Heartland Clinical Research at 402-502-9364. That's 402-502-9364. Compensation may be provided. Space is limited, so call today.
Putting away your tools after that home improvement project? But where do you put those leftover materials, used cabinets, or old appliances? Well, don't put them in the landfill. Put them to good use by donating them to Omaha's Habitat for Humanity Restore, and you'll be helping to build quality, affordable housing for families in need right here in Omaha. Habitat Restore, two locations, 24th Street, one block south of Leavenworth, and north of 108th and Maple. Home improvement never felt so good.
Here's Nick, owner and head surgeon of Omaha Transmission.
All right, so Danielle took her car to the corner service station. They told her they weren't sure, but it could cost around $2,000 if they had to replace the transmission. So they referred her to us. We took a look at it, diagnosed and replaced some solenoids, got her back on the road for around $300.
Omaha Transmission just operates on transmissions. If there is something wrong with your transmission, they'll diagnose it and fix it, not just throw it away and start over. Omaha Transmission. At OmahaTransmissions.com.
Sunday afternoon can be the most profitable time of your week. Invest an hour with the Asking Price radio program. Join Ted Price, the Stock Babe, and Ted's merry band of financial experts as they bring you a unique and valuable look into markets, finance, currencies. There really is nothing like Asking Price. Brought to you by Allies Limited. Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Mighty 1290 Coil and Mighty1290Coil.com.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Joe.
Karen, another great show.
Yeah, are you healed?
I'm healed. I feel cleansed. Uh-huh. I feel as though there's something in my future. How about yours?
Yeah, and chocolate.
Chocolate, that's right.
Too.
And Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Oh, happy Mother's Day.
We're also blessed.
Absolutely. To all the mothers out
blessed.
There.
Yes.
Have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's
yes.
Day.
Yes, and we want to close today with a song about mothers. The Maynard Triplets are singing "Where Mama's Piece of Heaven." And everyone, have a wonderful day tomorrow, and have a wonderful week, all you mothers.
And we'll see you next week.
To start discovering all This is the legendary Mighty 1290.
K-O-I-L.
Omaha. Now in our 87th year of serving Omaha, the Mighty 1290.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A hostage standoff in Trenton, New Jersey is going on 24 hours old. A man with a gun is said to be holding multiple hostages inside a house. Police have the place surrounded and evacuated neighboring houses. They are not confirming reports of two dead bodies inside the house. ABC's Vernon Odom is on the scene.
Negotiations with this alleged double murderer continue at this hour. He continues to hold multiple hostages in a row house. They're desperately trying, patiently trying, to avoid any further bloodshed.